the County School District Board Meeting, and we'll start with Pledge of Allegiance, please, in the stands.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, I have a presentation. Is he's first?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Trent.
Sorry, I unmuted myself. Good evening. How's everybody?
Good. I kind of have you in the, I have our slideshow up. You won't be able to see it. But
I went ahead and pulled it up myself here, so I can at least be where you are as long as we kind of go in sync with each other. So I think our first two slides are pretty normal stuff that we've seen all the time, with the second slide being Area E and the remainder of Area D, which is going to be next. Well, actually, now it's this year, but it will start this fall. So if you want to go to slide 3, and just kind of let me know when you're there.
Yep, I'm on the timeline.
There you go. Okay. Todd had questions last month, and so I thought I'd put it back in for him to get a look. Some of the things that are happening. Blue on the left are things that have transpired. Green are non-essential. Everything's essential. Everything's got to be done, but they're non-critical path items. Red are critical path items that you're starting to see come into play on the project. Areas B and D are starting to show up. That's the roofing. Here in a minute, you'll see the status of the roof, so you'll understand where that is. You're also seeing drywall and hanging and taping starting to take place, and we'll review that a little bit later. Well, so the second page as well, if you go to slide 4 of the schedule, that next page, to boil down, this is a 4-week look ahead schedule. So it's a 1-month long snapshot of the project. And it was, the data is actually today. So, if you go down to the bottom of it, you'll see closeout phase 2. We have a substantial completion date. So updated today, substantial completion date would be June 13th. And so we're floating right there. Not all of the completing activities are finished there. Things will float back and forth, but we're right there. Right where we want to turn over, right where we need to turn over. So the schedule is healthy. We're fine. There are a couple things we got to hustle on. Other things we're actually ahead on. So with all the give and take in the schedule, I think we're doing fine. If you want to go to slide 5, that kind of takes you into the project. These are just side by side photos. They're obviously different angles when we do the drone, and it's just kind of wherever I end up landing. But about a month ago, there's the front entrance. Now this is yesterday. If you go to slide 6, that's a little better view of the front entrance. Big things that have happened since you last saw. All of the exterior canopies are on in the front. The decking is in place. These are they're not inside the building, so it's not like we're running drywall in these spaces, but they're key elements to get put together. The one little piece of roof that's left on the project now is the front entrance slope. There at the top, you can see the main entrance with the windows in place now. So that's the last little piece of roof that's left to go on. And we're essentially roofed everywhere else. It's critical. So moving along really well. If you go to your next slide, slide 7, that's the direction. The orientation is reversed from each other, but there you can see a little bit better the roofing completing on the left and the status where it was last month. So things are still clicking along there at the project. Your next slide, we're trying a new feature tonight. If you play that, there's going to be a little bit of sweet music going on. Kind of up my game every time. So there is some music. I will not play it on my side, but Doug, if you play it on yours. But that will be that'll be the video as it pans around. Now, I can't play the video the same time you're playing the video, or we're going to have real technical problems. But you're going to pan around on the front of the building. You'll get a little better view of the front entrance. It pans to the west and rolls over the top of the exterior canopy going out the south end of Area A. The camera then pans around and heads to the north. We'll float all the way up to the north side of the gymnasium, and then we kind of come flying right back over the center of the building is kind of the orientation. So that's kind of the run. I cut it down. I think it's like about a minute and 40 seconds, something like that. Just let me know, Doug, when
we're about done.
Yeah.
It's done, Trent.
Okay. Well, are there any questions with what any pictures or anybody has seen so far? If not, I'll take you into the last slide, on slide 9. Some upcoming milestones. We've got the acoustical ceiling guy. He's going to start coming down next week. We're going to start seeing wires going into the decks and the ceilings in preparation to start carrying all the classroom ceilings. That's the kind of stuff will start happening. The canopies should be completed by the end of the month. When I mean not complete, you're not going to see the roof and all the finished trim metals on those. What I'm meaning by that is your structural steel stuff will complete and tie off on those canopies. The millwork installation is going to begin on January 22nd. We should start seeing the first semi-load of millwork come next week. So January 22nd, I think we're going to start seeing a crew arrive. They were going to be there next week, but they ended up having a death in the family, and the funeral is next Wednesday. So it's going to slide back a few days. Interior framing and drywall. This will be a big target, a milestone as we start coming to the end of that activity. Most of the framing is now complete in the building, and so it's just a matter of getting the insulator there and finishing the drywall and buttoning those things off and preparing for paint. Doug, this is these 360 photos are the same type photos we have looked at in the past. if you want to go to those, if you control and it should take you right into instruction site and into that picture.
I'm looking at the first one.
Okay. You have the ability to pan back and forth and rotate the camera up and down. So this picture was yesterday. You can see they're really kind of washed out with the glare, but we've got windows in the commons area now. Not quite all of them, but I think almost all of them are in at this point. So the area is almost completely closed in. We're out of the weather. The roof is essentially on, and so we've got to complete the. You see the framing that's right there in the commons area on the corridor by all the columns. That stuff is just a little bit of drywall away, and you know it's paint time for that space. So. Still don't have the stairs done, and I don't want to tell you the story. If you want to go to the next one, let me see here. The next one, I thought I would take you upstairs and take you into math room. Maybe if I can get my computer to go there. Is it working for you, Doug?
It was. I'm getting there. I got the second one up now. It's coming.
I can't get the second one up. This is upstairs, second floor. It's called labeled Math Room 3, and that space is painted out. You'll see a little bit of plastic on the walls. I think they're just getting ready to put the accent paint in that room. So finished paints are on the walls. This is in preparation. After the painting's on the walls, we're ready to receive the ceiling and the cabinetry. So that's kind of the status of that room. And for some reason, my hyperlink here at home isn't working. And I'm kind of mixing these up. The last one is the auxiliary gym. And I don't know why it's giving me trouble like that.
So are they painting it?
Yeah. So the auxiliary gym, this picture was yesterday. So the auxiliary gym is now painted. This is a block filler. It's the heavy primer that goes on before the paint. And so that lower block that's all gray is now painted and ready to go. It's ready to go into the finish. So once we complete the work in the ceiling, they'll spray the ceiling. And then we'll be ready to set the basketball standards in the room and then put the finish coat on the walls. So it's all starting to... It's taking those jumps that we're looking for inside the building to head towards finish. So that's kind of the situation there. They're also, today they block filled the weight room right next to it as well. So they're making the strides inside the building with starting to really put the finishes in it. So that is kind of the overall status. We had a little problem with our instruction site camera yesterday. We had a setting off, and that's why things are kind of on a 45 on these pictures. We'll get that fixed, but it's the only one that's that way. But just wanted to give you the most up-to-date information that I can with what I've got. So it's a little bit funny, but still pretty accurate. So... happy to take any questions if you guys have any and do the best I can where I'm at.
Good to meet. Thank you, Trent. Appreciate you presenting to us today again.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, guys.
Right. See you next
if the weather lets me, I'll be down there in the morning. Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Yeah, action items on the agenda. Questions about?
I'm hiring Cedar.
That's why I was just going to ask about that. If we were going to do it.
I think, I'm sure.
I'm fine with that.
Make a motion to the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah. Second action item is the out-of-state travel for the automotive group. I think they're here.
Where you want us, right here?
That's good.
We're looking to go to New Mexico February 5th through the 9th. It's a contest we go to every year in Hobbs. And we're also looking to go to Idaho 15th. I sent an agenda of everything to Jackie. Yeah. Here's five of the students that are wanting to come. There's one other one that can make it. So. Anyway. Is that everything you want to say?
Did you have your attend last year?
I didn't.
Well, I attended one last year.
What was that?
So what did you get out of it?
Long actually, and between just what I learned and having it come back and actually sticking from the contest or go back through the results afterward and learn what I had known before.
So 4 or 6.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
We'll make a motion.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a good time, guys. Do well. We have our reports. Steve, you're up.
Sam, this is it. Thought I'd go through this so you can look at it.
I'm over here.
It's one word. Our student council, they're just not aware. They use our student council as part of it to say something, but I'll just do my part first. So the thing, just so you're aware, and the things kind of we've been focusing on all the fall is our accreditation for our school was due this year and should have been in February, but they asked us to bump it up with the guinea pig, and so we did. So we spent a lot of our fall through the accreditation process, which is a lot of time and effort and energy. And we had a great administrative team with myself and Dean and Lance and Pete and two instructional coaches, Pete and Courtney. So we did spend a lot of time. We had to go through 30 standards, self-evaluate. Then we have to provide all the evidence for every standard, how we come up with what we gave ourselves for the score. So it's a tedious process, but we did get through it. We had our site visit. We felt it went very well or good as it could be. Get some good feedback from the lady that was here. One was online, one was here in person. We haven't got our official results, but we invited the superintendent to our closing visit. And kind of point blank asked her where we're at. Basically, you're accredited or not. And she said, you don't need to worry about it, kind of in her words. But she did. She said she gauges it by her feelings and how she felt. She wanted to teach here, and she said, I would want to teach here. So it was good. We had our surveyed our students. We surveyed our stakeholders, our parents. We surveyed our faculty and staff. And we got a lot of good feedback about our culture and our community and what we're doing. So we did focus a lot on that, just This is just kind of some information of what we do, what we try to provide here at our school, just some information that we feel is important at our school. Our main goals that we've covered with our faculty, try to bring it up every month or two, every couple months about our goals. We're working on our literacy across the curriculum. Our instructional folks are doing an awesome job helping our teachers in that literacy period. We're working on our ACT score still. They have trended up a little, so we're doing good about that. And also our positive teacher-student relationship. That's kind of some of our main goals that we're working on here. So that's in there just on page. But our culture of our school stems from our student council members, and I'll turn some time over to our student council and our awesome advisors. They do a tremendous job, so. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So we're the student body, office of our student body, student council members. So I'm Mason Thornley, I'm the student body president. I'm going to talk about our mission statement. So our mission statement is: the goal of the Emory High Student Council 2023 to 2024 is to promote school unity through student involvement, respect, positive atmosphere, and school pride. We chose this as our, you know, what we want to really focus on this year, because I feel like in the past we've struggled with school unity of, you know, being different classes of, you know, like different social classes at the school, of your sports people and your the nerds and the, you know, all the different classes. So we kind of wanted to get rid of that and involve everybody. We've done that through different sorts of activities. We've had painting activities, chalk activities, we've had dances, we've done square or line dancing, swing dancing, we've had dodgeball and all sorts of different games. We've really worked on respect by getting our teachers involved, our faculty involved, but our battle of the classes, inviting them to come to things with us. And then our school pride, I feel, is a lot of things. You got to be proud to be a Spartan. You don't want to be, you know, oh, I graduated from Emory High, yay. You want to be, I graduated from Emory High, I am a Spartan of the class of 2024. We wanted that to be a big thing, so we're trying to make it as fun as possible for everybody to come out and, you know, have fun, enjoy their high school career.
Easton basically just took my whole speech. This year, like you said, we focused on lots of student involvement. We had lots of activities during the first week of school, and it just started our whole year off great. The first day of school, we hosted a luau at the pool with a belly popping contest, which was super funny. So that was a great way to get everyone involved. And then also the first week of school, we did the chalk art competition. Like Easton said, sports are a big focus in our community, so getting a light shone on those people that aren't as athletic, who have different talents, is really important. We had some super cool squares on the sidewalk leading up to the school. It looked pretty good for a while. And then for some more, we did a pumpkin painting contest, and that was really fun, too. There was a couple funny-looking pumpkins. We're planning a couple more activities to include everyone, including a cereal night after basketball and a pretzel night after wrestling. Both of those are going to be the week. So we're pretty excited for both of those.
So I'm Tyler Franson. I'm the student body vice president. So adding on to what Taya said, in addition to increasing student involvement, we wanted to find a way to give back to the community. And one way that we did that was through our class stall fundraiser. So essentially, before the week of Christmas break, one of the weeks before, we had the idea that we would be able to give back to the community by having a class stalls fundraiser, meaning that before class, each student could essentially bring in a bag of coins for the teacher and delay class for a little bit by making them count each individual coin. And this kind of brought up some issues of, like, maybe it's not very make it, like, harder for students to learn. But we did give teachers the option to not participate, and made it so they could only participate once, delay one class a week. Yet we were still able to raise over $300 for the Angel Tree community, Angel Tree fundraiser, which helps fund presents for underprivileged families in the community. So because of our efforts through this Angel Tree fundraiser, we were able to essentially give back to the community, to underprivileged families and children.
I'm Damon Farley. I'm the sophomore vice president. And to go along with what Tyler said, along with giving back to the community, we've also liked to involve the community in what we were doing. So one of the biggest examples of this was the homecoming parade. We invited a bunch of different communities a bunch of different businesses to come out and have a float to be shown off during our homecoming parade, right before our game against Carbon. Or no, it was North Sevier. North Saskatoon. I know. I was on. And that was a lot of fun, just seeing all the different groups come together and have that activity as an entire community, not just as a school, but as Emory County.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you guys would like to see from us as a student council?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So we have Mrs. Thorley, Mrs. Whistler, are awesome. They are tremendous student council advisors. Their husbands are usually right side by side. So we have four student council advisors most of the time. But if you guys want to say anything, we do appreciate it 100%. It's been awesome.
It's the kids. We're just here to support them and to say yes or no if they're crazy. Yes. Ask for forgiveness later.
I can vouch for that. They have something planned like every night. We've already been doing something every night. So, does anybody have any questions? Look through the pack. It's just information. We do all this that's in here, and we feel that we try hard to make everything count and make every student matter. So. Anyway, when we get our results of our accreditation, I'll be sure to pass that on to you for another 5 years.
Yeah.
There are game day shirts back there, and you haven't already received one. They're all sizes.
Thank you, Mr. Board.
Thanks, Dave. How are you doing here? I just don't think the direction we go.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I would just say we have to need to say we have some fantastic student leaders and advisors. That's a good place. That's why.
Good leadership, too. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gordon. Okay. Superintendent.
My real report is that I want to thank some council advisors, administration. They're highly involved in. It's been fantastic. So I want to make mention of the state legislature yesterday. It's seemingly very long time, but March 1st. That's what we're moving into.
Thank you. You got anything you want to say to take care of that?
I was able to go to that was pretty cool. I a lot about the setup of the school, national and state level. That was kind of cool.
Good.
We loved having her, and she was the leader of the line dances. And her and Jackie got out there, did a little boogie, and the rest of us were kind of sticking to that. That's okay. They did good.
Okay. Jackie.
I think I'm just a good thing. We got another donation coming. We did that one last year. We did this year again. This disperses the schools for at-risk students. Helps them on clothing. People get a television, whatever the students need. So it's dispersed on the student account plus a base. So we'll still go get that out of the school.
That's great. Much appreciated. Board member reports. Talk about USDA.
Yes.
It was really good conference. Start out with the president of BYU speaking, and he did really good. Talked about our mission matters, and how it must begin and end with the student. They're the most important part of the thing to do. But that was really good. Had some really good classes we went to. The AI class was really good. Something that we can embrace AI if we approach it the right way. So, but that was good. We did some networking with other school boards. I was in a group with some people that gave suggestions on cell phone things, stuff like that. Everybody has a different perspective, but I think we're a lot on the same lines, what they're thinking. And it's a good time, learned a lot.
Yes.
Jane was going to be our representative for our region on the USBA board, so we're glad to have him and have his stay to help represent us and our communities.
That reminds me, JLC meeting this Friday, he was going.
Oh boy.
Everybody said they'd go, and I couldn't find anybody. Oh, we'll figure it out.
What?
How long does it last?
2 hours.
For those of you that are here, so the JLC meetings, the USBA has a committee that approaches the legislatures with what, from a school board perspectives, are some of the things that we want to be focused on or kind of watch the legislation and things like that. So as you guys see things, let us know so that we know what to take to USBA and what things are important to our teachers and what, you know, in our schools and things to go on. I know Jackie went to some meetings that sounded not super great. I was fun with those and some things, and always a struggle, but I don't know about everybody else. I always come back feeling a little bit better about life and like, okay, we can do this and learn a lot of things. And it's good.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have covered most of it. Absolutely. I mean, it sounds like one other thing was Kelly and I did. We're able to attend one about student mental health. And that was kind of interesting. But again, it's, you know, funding issues that kind of hold us back with a lot, just because, you know, some of the bigger districts have, what did they call it, their teen centers within their schools that have all these resources, you know, for the kids, and, you know, which I think we do a lot in our community, but I don't know that we are financially able to go as big as they have at this point, but I think we've made some really good progress as that goes. You know, we're making some awesome steps to improve as well.
Thank you. Thank you for your parents and bringing back those ideas. Anything else?
It's just on behalf of Todd, and we got his email about the CRA.
Yes.
So they passed the budget. Yeah, just a little bit of what the solar money just about.
Yeah. And that. All right. We're open to public comment now. Anybody have anything they want to bring to the board? Or just say in general? Yeah. I don't think we have any items for closed session. Yes. Okay. And I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?